This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And you know, when it's time to go to Walt Disney World and you're looking for a place to stay, the last thing you want to do is stay in a really small hotel room. It's not fun. I mean, I love my family, but being crammed in one small room, just not how I envision spending my vacation, right? Well, All Star Vacation Homes has what you need to be able to, go and stay in a great place with lots of great amenities. And you know what? Not have to pay a lot for them. That's right. They've got some great deals on some amazing houses you really have to check out for yourself. Check out their website right now, allstarvacationhomes.com. At
It's Friday, December the 5th, 2014, and this is episode 1431 of Walt Disney World Today, sponsored by AllStarVacationHomes.com.
And happy birthday to my father, if he's listening. For one more time, I am your host for this introduction, Philip Burton from Falcats.co.uk, and I'm back with another Best of WDW Today highlight show. I hope these shows have been enjoyable for you. If so, please let me know. If not, don't worry, everyone's back next week. Now, while I've got the microphone, can I say on behalf of everyone, thank you. Thank you to Mike, Matt, Mike and Len for doing the podcasts for the last 9.25 years. Without them, my podcast listening would be a lot more boring. Also, thank you to the fabulous Annette and everyone who has appeared on the show. Thank you to the sponsors, including touringplans.com, Mouse Fan Travel, and All Star Vacation Homes, without whom there would be no podcast, let's face it. And thank you to all the people working behind the scenes, including Andrew, Fran Dog on the board, hurrah, for helping out seamlessly and allowing the panel to be the stars of the show. If you would like to help the podcast out, please follow it on Twitter at WDW Today Podcast and on Facebook. There are links to the homepage. Please share the tweets and like the Facebook posts. Spread the word. It all helps. And if you want to follow me with my website for cataloguing files and folders in Microsoft Excel, here's my Lentester-style shameless plug. My Twitter address is at filecats.co.uk. And go to the panel's other websites. Full details are in the WDW Today Wiki. And if you want to go to the Wiki, please go to the homepage, wdwtoday.com, and click on the link on the left-hand side. You'll find answers to inside jokes, who the panel are, and categorised links to all 1,400-plus previous episodes, and much more, including a huge index. Anyway, back to today's episode from April and May 2008, which includes the time when the panel went round the world doing four parks in one day. If you've enjoyed this week's episodes, I've been Philip Burton. If you haven't enjoyed it, I've been Lou Mongello. So long, and take it away, Matt.
This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
It's Monday, April 28th, 2008, and this is episode 402 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm Matt Hochberg from StudioCentral.com. On the show today, we have Len Testa, co-author and official guide to Walt Disney World. Hi, Len.
Matt, it is so good to be here with you today.
Len, would you be up for a camping trip?
Fourth grade camping trip?
Yes, my favorite kind.
Not.
I'll bring the chocolate.
Oh, so I have a classic story. When we're done with the introductions, I'll tell it to you.
Okay.
Fourth grade camping trips are classic, and it's Disney related.
Ooh, excellent. Also on the show today is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. And Mike, I know you're just going to say hi just so we can hear Len's story quicker, right?
Hi.
Very good. And also on the show today, we have Mike Scopa of AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
We'd sooner die. Keep out the Yankees.
Hall of Presidents.
Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox.
Actually, it's the Hall of the Red Sox.
And broadcasting alongside me here in Studio Central headquarters is Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hi, great to be here.
You can make eye contact with me since we're in the same room.
Ooh. Weird.
So yeah, Len, quick story.
So I take Hannah, my daughter, on a fourth grade camping trip to the beach Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week. So Tuesday night, we're all hanging around the campfire. one of the dads knows that I write a Disney guidebook, and his son Matt is there, and says, "You know, I've read your book. I love it. Love the touring plans. We used it on a trip in February. It was great. In fact, my son is such a huge fan. He brought a Disney trivia book with him.
Oh no!
On the trip.
God.
I'm like,
oh, no.
I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. It's a volume two of the trivia book. I'm like, Lou Mangello's book, really? And he goes, yeah. You know him? I was like, yeah. Lou and I are tight. We're friends. I can't believe you brought the book. So I
autographed it as him.
No, he runs and gets, he runs and gets the book because he has to show me that it brings Mangello's book there. And he runs back and he goes, you know Lou, right? I'm like, yeah, you know Lou and I, you're good. You know his wife is Deanna, son's Nicholas, you know, and everything. Really, really good. He's like, and looks on the back. He's like, why isn't your name listed on the back with the quotes? I'm like, well, but see Mike Scopa right there. I work with Mike. We do a podcast. And see Jim Hill, Jim and I are tight. And I go out and get my cell phone. I'm like, see, here's Lou's phone number on the cell phone. And here's Jim's and here's Mike. He goes, yeah, yeah. Okay, I guess you know him. I'm like, seriously, you're nine. What are you doing? So the next day I tipped over his canoe in the lake. And
nice.
Anyway, no, just kidding. And, you know, I can't tell you, though, how many times I've actually left work at 5 o'clock and driven all night to Walt Disney World. Well, not all night, but, you know, till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And gotten a couple hours sleep in the hotel and hit the parks all day Saturday and most of the day Sunday. Only to drive back.
See, that's interesting. I never even thought about that because you and Annette, you obviously living in North Carolina, you're obviously...
we had that all the time together.
We get together and drive all night to Florida.
I drive all night. It's exactly...
Well, then what are you doing? You follow each other and...
Another research trip.
And this is live show number 22.
This is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. Mangello, everyone.
Mangello.
All right, so I can pay my $25 for an extra suitcase to go on the airline and fill it full of noodles and inner tubes now.
Well, I should correct myself. I was incorrect, and sorry about that. They're saying now you can rent inner tubes on Michelle Scribner McLean.
Oh, God.
I was so close. She says that you can rent them. Well, thanks for calling in, Charlie. We appreciate it.
All right. Mangello, everyone.
Mangello, Charlie. Enjoy your trip.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
He's never calling back again. I can tell you right now.
Well, you gave him all the wrong information.
Yeah, I did.
That's what happens, Mike. You know, that's what happens when you move down there. You forget all this stuff.
I know.
You know,
see,
so.
The beauty of this is that if it's not a studio's question, I can be wrong. It's not my shtick. I don't have to be correct on it because it's not my thing. I just got to make sure I give the right information out about the studio. So
that's why we have Len.
Yeah, all he has to do is, that's why we have Len. I mean, Matt, all he has to worry about is doesn't have to worry about pronouncing names right or anything.
You know? See, Len's not just eye candy for the show. He is, you know, the brains.
I was at the studios. I went to go take actually a photo update at Toy Story Mania, and I was leaving. And one of the there was a Dream Squad cast member there. As I was walking back, like towards the great movie ride, and the cast member said, "You didn't go into One Man's Dream?" I said, "Nah, I've been there before. I've seen it a couple times." And he goes, "I think you should go see it again." And then I was like, "I think I will see that again right now." And we turned the corner into One Man's Dream, and there was the Dream Squad right there waiting for us.
So that doesn't count. That's entrapment. That doesn't count.
You have to... entrapment. It's not the police. We have a caller calling in right now to save me from this. I'm happy to announce we've hit and exceeded over 100 chatters. We have we've been flirting with 105. We're at 104 right now. So I want to thank everyone for joining us in the chat.
But it's great talking to you, buddy. I sent you a little something through the mail, so be looking for it. Don't think it'll blow up or anything. It's
I appreciate that.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'm not kidding. You guys tease him and everything. You guys work with him a lot, but he man's a good man. He's helped me out a lot with a lot of stuff.
Well, that's great.
I'm serious. Hey guys, if I should have an untimely demise during one of my trips, I want Doug to speak at my funeral.
Hey, Doug, every time we go to Ohana's for dinner, we always take Len with us.
Yeah.
Ohana's? Oh, man. Wow, that's great. Well, I tell you what, though, I think we're going to try to go there, too. And what's the reason behind that? Can you tell me you want to take him whenever he goes?
So I'll tell a story. We're going to get under another caller, but I'll tell you the story, Doug. So hang up and listen.
I will, buddy. Okay.
All right, man.
You guys take care. You guys keep it up. Lynn, I'll be talking to you for too long on the net.
All right, man. Thanks very much.
Take care, Doug.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, so for everyone else, here's the story. So we last year at MouseFest, it's me, Scopa, Hotchberg, and Newell, and the deal was ahead of time that we would pay for half of the meal for everyone who showed up from every one of our podcast fans that showed up. We would pay for half their meal. And I think we had reservations for like 22 people, but like every meal I've ever had in Walt Disney World, there were more people than there were seats. So we ended up with like 26 or 28. So we started the meal. I get up and I'm like, Scopa, you know, maybe we should give a little speech here or welcome everyone or do something. And I figured, yeah, Scopa's the old one. He's the oldest one. So he should get up and, you know, he's had more practice than us doing speeches. I mean, he was there at the Lincoln Douglas debate. He was there. He was there when I was with
Moses.
He was with Moses. In fact, when English was actually first invented, he was there. So Scopa gets up and he's like, hey, you know, we'd like to welcome everyone here from the podcast, all you fans who listen. And oh, by the way, dinner's on us tonight. I'm like, Scopa, where did that part come from? It was, you know, we knew
in
that it
my
was
my defense,
like,
I think Mr. Newell was within earshot. And I think we both heard you say to say that, though.
I did it too. I did hear that too.
Anyway,
what word did I say that sounded like? Oh, I think I'll buy all the food tonight.
No, you know, so anyway, it was just really loud, and you were, you know, talking. See, Mike, it worked. It worked, Mike.
And we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Mr. Hotchberg, this is New Jersey calling. The next time you are in Walt Disney World, Mr. Hotchberg, let us hope that, shall we say, an accident does not befall you. Or if that should happen, I am sure you will be quickly attended by the fine emergency responders at Walt Disney World, many of whom are from New Jersey, and they will give you the kind of emergency care you deserve.
You deserve.
We know how you feel about New Jersey, Mr. Hotchberg. You may want to think about how New Jersey feels about you.
Don't worry about it, because I'll sell you coming and the rest of your state, so not to worry.
Hey, guys, it's St. Chris. How are you doing?
This is episode 403 of Walt Disney World Today. It's Wednesday, and we're answering your listener questions. We'll start out with one from Nancy from Montebello, New York, who writes, can you recommend a touring plan for a visit to Star Wars weekends this June? We'll be there this year with our 5-year-old Padawan and are trying to put together the best plan to accomplish all the Star Wars weekend fun we can get. We do need to look on how to improve our chances for being selected for Jedi training. Look forward to your help. Let me start with the easy part there, Nancy. To get picked for Jedi training, just have your... Thank you, Newell. Anyway, to get picked for Jedi training, you need to have your child be very enthusiastic. Disney wants enthusiasm. Get there early, 10, 15 minutes earlier, so they're right out in front center. Have them dress up.
Give them a Red Bull? What?
No, but have them, like, jump up and down, wave their arms. That's how they get picked. Don't just a simple arm up isn't going to do it. You got to be really enthusiastic. And, of course, getting there early is also important. The other thing is for a touring plan, it's kind of hard to do because there's so much to do over there. Nancy, I'm going to put in the show notes a link to an article I did about, it's called Star Wars Weekends Tracks, and you can help plan your weekend over there. Newell, enough with the snoring track. It's great, but...
It's okay. I thought somebody must have lost something there. That's funny.
Next email is from Kayla Zeiss of Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for answering my question. You guys sound like total hotties.
Hey.
Sound?
Sound.
No comment.
Next email is from Matt from Keller, Texas, who's the co-host of the Woo Jew podcast. I have to tune into that one. Right. Hi, guys. First of all, time for the butt kissing. I've been listening since around show number 10, and I can't get enough of it. You're my favorite Walt Disney World podcast that's not run by a hobbit out of New Jersey.
We have to compete with a posse of those, so yeah.
give him a ding for that, Newell. Very good. I'm making my next pilgrimage to the Holy Land May 14th through 20th, 2008. Metal Stars, P.S. Hey, Newell, I know what pain you go through to edit and record these shows since I'm the chosen one for my podcast. I totally appreciate the hard work you put into each show.
Thank you, sir.
So, some Newell love right there.
Ooh.
Too bad it wasn't from the one who thought we were all hotties, though. next email is from Mark Smith of Lexington, North Carolina. Is that near you, Annette?
It's by Charlotte.
There you go.
Oh, Annette's voice changed.
It's by Charlotte, Matt.
Next email is from Steve from North Plainfield, New Jersey. Yes, only two towns away from Scotch Plains. Sorry to hear that, Steve. Love your show. Keep the good work. Oh, I totally hate you for totally fooling me last April 1st. The show without Matt, where the rest of you guys totally dogged him, caused me to subscribe to Lou Mangiello's podcast, thinking Matt would be there. I downloaded and listened to three or four excruciatingly long, albeit mildly interesting, shows before I realized it was all a joke. Damn, those shows are way too long, and Lou can blab on and on. Dude, it was tough staying awake through some of them. Ugh. Even though you got me, I can't tell you how relieved I was to unsubscribe. Heather writes, hello, I just have a simple question without any vacation deadline, so answer it at your normal pace. When does Disney normally post the free dining dates and allow you to start signing up for it? I know when I went last year, I think I signed up about May, but was not sure how soon before they post it.
My guess is it's going to be April 10th this year.
I'm going to put money down on that.
A little late on that.
Great. Next email is from Chuck from Long Island. He writes, Matt, I just read somewhere something about express ordering kiosk at Pecos Bills. I've never been there, but based on Walt Disney World Cruise recommendations, it's Pecos.
Pecos.
I plan on making it a lunch stop. Do you have any experience with the kiosk and how – and are they always operational?
Oh, it's slow as anything, that kiosk.
And it's only limited food, too. They don't have the complete menu on the kiosk.
Yeah, didn't they – I remember one time – I don't remember if I was with you, Len, or it was Newell, and we got to Pecos Bills and –
Pecos.
Anyway, I went to the counter. I went to the
Pecos,
and somebody went to the machine. It's like I hear something, but I don't hear it. It's Wednesday, May 7th, 2008. Next email is from Lionel in Alpharetta, Georgia. Writes, "Hey gang, I'm a new listener and catching up on old shows. So even if you have answered this, if you do answer this before our trip, I may not have listened to it yet. We're traveling to Walt Disney World soon." And have two rooms booked at the Yacht Club Concierge because I spoiled my wife and daughter with the Beach Club Concierge on our last trip.
Mm, nice.
There were originally eight of us, five adults and three kids, ages 3 to 5, and we've been able to split up into two rooms before with no problem. At the last minute, my wife invited her parents, bringing our group to 10. The rooms technically hold 5, and the hotel is aware of the party size, and we have paid for the extra people, but what is the likelihood we're going to kill each other before the week trip is up? I love and swear by the unofficial guide, ding, and I love the show, but as the resident Disney guy in our family, I'm a little more than stressed about keeping everyone happy, especially with such tight quarters.
It's the larger the traveling party, the more – it's like when you buy a machine.
Wow.
You know, the more moving parts, the more possibility of having issues. So good luck, bro.
Good luck, bro. Is
good, exactly. Good luck, exactly.
On the show today is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Hi, Mike.
Matt, since Len's not here tonight, I'm going to say happy Cinco de Nueve.
Keep it going, baby. Also on the show today, we have Van of the Netcot podcast. The stroller prices went up recently. The stroller price now for a single stroller for a day is $15 for a single and $31 a day for a double stroller per day. I mean, it really bothers me that the prices have gone up to such an extent. Guys, does this bother you to see these prices go up so much?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm totally okay with it. I don't think they've gone up enough.
I'm willing to pay 50%.
Hey, good show, guys. Good work here today.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's it. We're all done now.
That's it for us today.
If prices go up this much, it's one thing to move with, you know, inflation and, you know, adjust prices accordingly, the market, blah, 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 blah. But this is not – this isn't a little, you know – adjustment here. This is a major price increase.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, there's a trend going on right now in the marketplace in general where people are rising prices to keep up with inflation or cost of things. So, you know, your airlines, you've got surcharges there and you go, yeah, all right, well, you know, gas is more expensive today than it was a year ago. But it doesn't seem like there's any reason for Disney to be doing this.
But where does it stop, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, With the economic conditions and everything, and they're just taking up that money. I mean, I don't know what they're looking for. Are they just I mean, I know what they're looking for. They're looking to make more money, but are they looking to, you know, are they looking for that point where, you know, the bottom falls out and people just say, forget this, I'm not going, or I'm going to a different park? I mean, what do you guys, Van, what do you think is their end game here? Are they just looking to amp this up until there's the backlash, or are they just going to ride, since things are well right now, might as well take advantage of it before things really go back down again?
You know, I think I know. I think they're trying to keep me out. I think that's the thing. I think they're trying to find my breaking point, and they know that, you know, they're close.
Who does the stroller increase hurt the most? It hurts young families the most. And who, and of all the people that come to Walt Disney World, who has, who can afford the changes the least in terms of price increases? It's young families. The stroller is now $15 a day for a single. That's up from $10. The double stroller is up from $18. It's now $31 a day.
I mean, Len brought this up, but you can rent the car for cheaper than that.
It's true. With a double stroller or an economy car.
I mean, and that comes with air conditioning, for crying out loud.
And this is episode 409 of Walt Disney World Today. Now, these props, if I'm not mistaken, are from the original. Like, that video of it, that's from the original attraction, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's my favorite one, the toilet. Yeah, the toilet upside down. But there's no...
The tea is my
favorite. Oh, yeah, the teacup is like a hidden... I guess it's a hidden figment. I don't know what you call it.
It's still a cool effect. And now we're heading towards the Institute.
And now the empty black room.
If you can't beat him, join him.
The purple feet on the
come on, sing along, Mike.
Transmission.
Sing along.
Creations.
Here's a part. I don't know the words of this song. One little spark.
Yeah.
This is like the pseudo scary part of the ride, isn't it? We're about to get blasted.
Yeah.
So now we're in the computer bank area over here. This looks like Newell's computer.
Imagination
works the best.
What happened to his hair at this point?
He
looks like he's been blown.
Imagination is a blast. Yeah, that would be that. So now all these figments that we're seeing, Mike, these are all from the original attraction, basically, right?
There's the over there and some over there.
That's great. That's great radio. That's great radio. Oh, look over there. This is episode 411 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm your host, Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. On today's show, it's going to be a recap of our 4 parks in 1 day adventure.
All right, so we just finished Dinosaur World. We broke down. One of the dinosaurs wasn't working. And then we broke down just before the last dinosaur.
3, 2. Hochberg
broke down during the attraction.
1. Oh, it was
7, 8. 5, 6.
So now we're waiting in line. We've trekked across Asia, Africa, 2 continents, and we're now in line for the safaris, which claims to have a 20-minute wait, although I'm going to call Bravo Sierra on this one. All right, so 10:39, and we're waiting. We have Fast Passes forever, so we're just waiting for some of our party to use the restrooms, and then we're going to be riding, and then we're off to the studios.
We didn't take restroom stops into consideration, did we?
No, I'm wearing an adult diaper. I just figured we would...
That's right.
Do you guys think my hips normally were this fat?
4 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we're attempting our first ride here at Spaceship Earth. We've the fabulous Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel has joined us. Over here, we're moving up ahead. Hold on, we gotta wait. Our line's moving, and she's joined us. She just came off a Disney cruise, a 3-night cruise that you won. Is that what happened?
Yes, as being an earmarked agent at the Earmarked conference in September, won a 3-night cruise. Yes.
That means she's like a super nerdy agent that went above and beyond the call of duty. So it was funny. Yesterday we were like, "Where's Annette?" We're all texting her. No one can get a hold of her, but she was on the cruise eating chocolate souffles.
Oh, I so wish. No chocolate souffle this trip.
For me, it was standing in line at Soarin' that really drained the battery. Just sitting there, because we were there for, 70 minutes, something like that?
Yeah. But I'll tell you, afterwards, you guys, we all dispersed. And Annette Owens and I, we went around World Showcase, and we pretty much recharged with a few refreshments. And so we were ready to go.
We're here finishing ride number 2. Now, we kind of did a split here. Len, you went on Splash Mountain, and myself and some others went on Big Thunder Mountain. Len, to say that you're wet would be an understatement.
I think I might as well have gone swimming for as wet as I am right now.
Newell and I said the same thing, actually. Yeah, we said next year we should do... Yeah. We should do 4 attractions in each park in 1 day.
What'd you think, Mike?
Like I said, I'm still not as tired as I thought it would be, so it's doable. I think we could do 4 next year. Yeah.
This is episode 412 of Walt Disney World Today. Next email is from Mike from Fishers, Indiana, who writes, hello, Mike, Len, Matt, and Saint Scopa. First, let me congratulate the formidable Mr. Scopa. I had heard that Disney was developing this new level of legend and that he was the first recipient. I'm curious as to what his three Disney miracles were that pushed him over the top. I would assume that the renaming of the Disney items throughout the world, such as the Scopa Special, Dr. Scopa's Magical Elixir, and the Towers, would have played a role, but please elaborate. And this is episode 413 of Walt Disney World Today. Joining us, we have one of our listeners, Rob Rodriguez. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Thanks.
And we brought Rob. Man, of
thanks.
like he's going back
Rob
to prison.
On to help him. The parole officer, you guys got 10 minutes.
Like you just found out his conjugal visit is with Roseanne Arnold.
Great. Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Anyway, we brought Rob on to help him actually plan his next trip to Walt Disney World. We've established when you're going down. So now I guess your next question is, what day do you want to go to the studios, right? Or
bingo. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Say he'd save about $1,000 if he drove. But Rob, would you drive through or would you stay overnight?
18 hours?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd probably drive. I'd probably go overnight somewhere.
Yeah, I would too.
With kids, it's hard to do the long trip.
Now, so, Rob, have you considered Benadryl cocktails for the kids?
I'm telling you, you get the iPod, the Nintendos, and the DVD, the portable
Beef
DVD
jerky.
Player.
Wait, I got it.
Beef jerky and the Benadryl.
All he needs to do is load up the iPod with Mongello Show, and they'll all fall.
So that'll do it.
Three shows, and you guys are set.
Yeah, three shows?
Yeah, that's it.
Three shows, exactly, 18 hours. If you cross state lines, though, making the kids listen to Mongello's show, it becomes a
federal crime. Maybe. What do you think, so, Rob? Is this sound feasible to you, or is this too much, do you think, for the budget?
I think as long as we walk to Florida, we should be able to afford it.
Your vacation's going to start a hut next Tuesday with the come on, kids, strap on the rollerblades.
Well, he's got a point.
Timmy, I know you're only five, Timmy, but come on. keep up. You know what you could do, too? So I'm just throwing out wonderful ideas. So you guys could stay in the cabin, and your mom could stay in a tent.
She could live in the caravan.
Okay. That would still get you. I guess, how would you do that? So I guess...
Well, I see Rob in the caravan, if that's the plan.
Yeah, Rob's in the caravan.
And this is episode 414 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm Matt Hotchberg from StudioCentral.com. On the show today, we have Mike Scopa of AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
What if it's not him? Of course it's him.
It's not him.
Oh, it sounds familiar.
It's how you it's say him. It, too. What if it's not him? Of course it's him.
Muppets.
No.
Splashtacular?
Yeah. You always use that.
I don't know. Sooner or later, I'll be right. Him.
What if it's not him?
I don't know. What is the answer in the interest of time?
The CEO of XS.
I've been seized. Something you ate, sir? Also on the show today, we have Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
I've been looking forward to this show since we did the actual work on it.
Boy, I can't wait to talk about bathrooms, my favorite topic. And also here today, nothing says bathroom show like Mikey Newell on Mouse World Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. This show's going right in the toilet, huh?
Tickling the drain. Go ahead.
Joining us also is, where's the boo? Come on, Newell.
I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, Scopa opened his mouth. You should have it ready.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Boo! Also joining us is Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Oh, thanks for having me. I can't wait to talk about this adventure we all had together.
Bathrooms are a very exciting topic. What we're really talking about tonight is actually something that happened back on our, what are the listeners calling it, Len? Mayfest? A couple weeks ago when we were all down at Walt Disney World. I think Len's silence is a yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what they call that, but
okay. Yeah. Anyway, all of us came down there for a couple days to spend in Walt Disney World, and one of the things that happened was the four of the other people on the show, Annette, Len, Newell, and Scopa, decided to do a little idea called Eating Around the World. Now, let me preface this by saying that Scopa and Annette came up with the idea a couple days earlier. Scopa, why don't you quickly give the premise of the without any commentary, what was the premise of the idea?
Well, the premise is, could someone walk around World Showcase in Epcot and at each pavilion grab something unique to that pavilion and either eat or drink that unique something and yep. do it in the course of one day without giving it back, so to speak.
Now, there were also some other rules, right? You had to finish it by a certain time?
The rules were this. Number one, it had to be unique. Number two, you could not share. Number three, you had to consume at least 75% of whatever this item was.
Oh, as we went along, yeah, these rules started to get more and more.
And unique means you can't have like a glass of water in every single one. It's got to be unique to that country.
Wait, right. We could have had water?
No, you couldn't have had water.
So that was the premise of the idea.
Len had a press conference to go to, so we had to do it within 4 hours.
We weren't going to start till 11 o'clock because that's when World Showcase opens. And at 10:30, I am starving because I hadn't eaten, you know, that morning. So foolishly, I go to, you know, that little generic pastry place just past Canada.
Yeah.
And I got like a cherry Danish, which was freaking huge, and an espresso, and, you know, caffeine cuts your appetite. It was, but and trust me, about 3 hours later, I was just regretting every single bite of that.
I too hadn't eaten that morning, so I was hungry. So I figured, all right, I'll get something small. Let me get an order of nachos. Well, the order of nachos was anything but small, and I think
it's like 2 pounds of food.
Let's go to the next country, Norway.
Norway.
Newell, what did you have here?
I had the chocolate mousse.
Norway. Oh man, so you had. Nachos and now chocolate mousse.
Okay, so we go to Summerfest, right? So we're like, okay, we'll just get a dessert. The desserts are like the size of my head. I'm like, I can't.
The strudel, forget it.
The strudel was like a three-person thing. Everything. Even the pretzels were like, I will get pretzels. The pretzels were like, yeah, they looked like pieces of fencing. It was just big. So it's going downhill by the time we get to China.
This is where Len goes bad. Len gets bad here.
Went first in China. Annette went first in China and completely screwed me over. Go ahead, Annette.
Right. Well, I didn't mean to.
And yet it happened.
And yet it happened. But you were so gentlemanly about it because they gave me...
Well, I was stupid. That was, I mean, that's one way of saying it. Go ahead. Your idea is great, too.
I order the peach slushy tea, but they give me tea with peach something. In it.
It was like it was so. Instead of it being like a peach smoothie, they give her peach tea over ice. Ew. But peach tea does not begin to describe it. It was like drinking the syrup from fruit cocktail.
Ew.
Imagine like 16 ounces of that.
Well, that's the thing. After Annette ordered it, she goes, "That's not what I asked for." Len said, "I'll take it," and he jumped right up.
Because I thought it's peach tea. Okay, so I start drinking, right? And that's when I find the bug in the tea, which made it just that much better to have the bug in the tea.
Oh, man, that was awful.
Oh, my
God.
So
I think it took me a good hour and change to drink that tea. So I ordered the chicken nuggets, and I got the side of grapes and then the side of carrots, thinking that I've only got – it's four nuggets. I've only got to eat three of them to make three quarters of that, and then I've only got to eat three quarters of the grapes and three quarters of that. But then it comes with a drink. I've still got the stupid tea from China. So here's what I do. Here's what I do. I actually so if there are any impressionable kids on the podcast, you might want to just fast forward the next 2 minutes, and I'll give you a second to do that. So I go in. Okay. So if you're still on, you're gonna listen to this. I actually go into the restroom at the U.S. pavilion, and I try and make myself throw up.
Oh no! Fair, no fair.
Oh, I was at this point. I was so totally uncomfortable and cheating. So I'm like, cheating. So I'm trying to like, you know, I'm sticking my finger all the way down my throat, right? And I'm gagging. I'm gagging. I'm going ah.
And it's a busy restroom, right? So I'm like,
squeeze it out. Squeeze it out, man. Bite your lip.
I walk out. There is no one. They had all left. Like, come on, Timmy, it's time to go. Daddy, I'm still going to see. Come on, Timmy, it's time to go.
He's running out. The pants are down by his ankles.
I'm in the back in the handicap stall going, two parents are running out with their kids going, we're going, we're going to the studios. We're going to the studios.
Now, Len, what did you have, Mr. Bulimia?
Oh, I ended up with, and again, I made another wrong choice here. So I'm going with like a gummy fruit thing, right? Like 2 ounces gummy fruit thing. Product of Japan, but I end up with this flavor. It was like root beer licorice.
Ew.
So gross.
I know. It was, and so it was hot, you know, and I was sweating, and I just had that tea thing, that the taste of the seltzer still in the back of my mouth, and I'm trying to chug this down. I'm looking at Newell. I'm like, why am I doing this? This is stupid.
And what did Newell get? Betty, what you got?
Yeah, we were with Jake. He was hanging around with us, and he
one of our listeners.
Yeah, he suggested they had this. It was like a grape cotton candy with Pop Rocks in it.
Newell never listened to the listeners. Haven't we told you that before?
But that looks good.
It wasn't bad.
It was a great choice.
Yeah, it was very.
It was.
Well, it was very.
Always listen to the listeners. Haven't I told you that? So what happened in France?
I'm online. I'm saying, what is the most fluffiest thing I could get that's easy? It will go down nice and
crepe.
Cream puff.
Oh, big mistake.
I figured, you know, the cream inside is going to be light and fluffy. It'll be really easy to go down. No, it's this heavy cream. Ugh. And it's huge.
Let's move on to Canada.
So, the maple candy that they had and the toffee and everything just wasn't good.
Oh,
so
I know where this is going.
I looked for the smallest thing that they had, and the smallest thing that they had was a was a small bottle of maple syrup.
No, you didn't.
So, no. I bought the maple syrup, and I'm walking around, and everyone's going, oh, dear God, don't drink that.
I ruled on it.
Yeah, and Scope is like, you know, when you drink it, just stay away from me, because, you know, when you spew
projectile vomit just doesn't go with my Mickey shirt.
And who was it? It was Jake was there, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Jake was there.
So Jake's looking at
Brian
me like,
Ripper was with us
like
too.
dude, seriously, don't do it. And I'm like, what's the worst thing that could happen, right? So I open up the top and I just tipped it back and drank it all. I mean, just it all in at once too. And it went down really smooth. I've got to say that Canadian maple syrup was probably way better drink than that stupid stuff from China. But you know what was like funny, because like after about 5 minutes after that, I could hear the animals talking to me. Len, come here. It was so I was on a sugar rush pretty much for the rest of the day after that. Wow. It was the maple syrup chucking.
Started talking to you, Len. Huh?
I know, really. I could almost became one with the universe. I could sense its secrets and everything. It was very.
And we never saw Len again on that trip.
He left after that. And that's it for us today. If you want to read our show notes, send us your comments, or visit. I botched that up. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the Walt Disney World Today website at wdwtoday.com. For Len Testum, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, and Steve Seifert, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.
That's all for today. Just a reminder that this episode has been sponsored by AllStarVacationHomes.com. The production of the original shows used in this episode was by Mouse World Radio and WDW Today. The production of this highlight show was by Foulcats.co.uk. Goodbye, and I'll see you in the WDW Today Wiki.